CliffCentral.com.
Right, so a story I will share with you before we get into the news, the sport, the finance, and CS positivity is a true story. And it starts with a Tinder date, as a lot of modern stories do.
Yeah.
Not for you, right?
No. Okay. I've been in a happy relationship for 4.5 years.
Yeah. That's it. Just needed to clarify.
Thanks for reminding me.
Okay.
So this guy goes on a Tinder date with this girl, and it's in England. So they go to Nando's, actually.
Okay.
Because, you know, in England, like, Nando's is really, really popular. And it's a much more of a sit-down experience than, say, we have here in SA.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Nando's. They have a really great date. And the story's a couple of days old now, so forgive me if you've already heard it. So everything goes well, and they seem to have a lot in common, and they go back to his place because they were going to watch a documentary about Scientology.
Oh, is that what they were going to do?
That Louis Tolu guy.
Okay.
Okay. First date, Mubs. First date.
Hey.
Reel it in.
Okay.
I mean, they might have had some spot and spicy goodness at Nando's, but they were still kind of, you know, feeling it out, so to speak.
Okay.
So while they're watching this documentary, the girl in this story, she gets up and goes to the toilet. Normal, yeah?
We'll
go to the toilet.
Okay. Bathroom break.
Yeah, sure. A couple of glasses of wine, and you get. And then after about a kind of extended period, she comes back into the lounge with a slightly startled look on her face.
Okay.
As in, she can see something's a little uneasy, and she is a bit, I don't know. So anyway, she comes clean and says to the guy, look, I'm really sorry, but I've just dropped a poo in your toilet.
Mm.
No.
But it's not working. Mm. It's not flushing. So I took matters into my own hands, literally.
Mm-mm.
And what she did was that she scooped out, she scooped the log out, and she wrapped it up in toilet paper.
Stop.
And there is a window in the bathroom.
Stop.
So she thought, well, obviously there's the garden right there. I'm just going to pop it out. It's going to fall in the garden. None the wiser. I can get back to my night. Who knows? I might come like Easter.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't realize, though, that it's basically double glazed sort of partitioning between the window and the outside. So there's this gap where this is like no man's land gap.
No.
So she's dropped this poo into this gap. So you can still see it on the sill. And it's not like a window you can open wide, pick it up, and throw it out. So there's this twilight zone of horror. Okay, so and there sits proudly, or not so proudly, this little packaged poo. Okay,
no.
So she thought it was a good idea. Now she's like, oh, fuck, I can't get to it, so I'm just going to come clean. So the two of them are standing in this guy's bathroom, first date, okay? So things are even going well to this stage. And there it is. There's this log, and she's thinking, I need to get it. And he's like, yeah, I need to get it. So there's no way of getting it because they can't reach to the window. So he's going, okay, look, I'm going to have to bash the window out. Okay, so think again. In England, it's cold, so the windows are quite a big deal, double glazing, all that kind of stuff. So she's like, well, it's going to cost a fortune to replace. So he's like, ugh, but you got to do it because you don't want this thing lingering, right? Every time you go into the bathroom, you're going to smell her excrement.
Yeah.
So she thinks, no, I'm a gymnast. I've been doing gymnastics since I was a kid.
Girl.
I can basically wedge my way into and this window's small, okay? I mean, this window basically, I think Sia could maybe get in there at a big push from a bully. So and only the top part opens, but they've got to kind of remove an air conditioning unit anyway. So she's in this little envelope.
Someone's going to end up hurt. Uh-huh.
And now she needs to get a leg up from him. So she's getting pushed in further and further, and she grabs the turd.
Yeah, okay.
So now she has poo in hand.
Yes. Yes.
She hands it back to him.
Oh! But now it's... But hang on. When she did this, she covered it up in toilet paper, yes. Didn't she?
Sure. It was pretty well wrapped.
So it's now not exposed poo. It's covered
it's,
in...
It's not exposed poo, but it's very much...
No, you do not have a picture of it.
Of course there's a picture of
it.
Oh,
I don't want to... No.
So it's an exposed poo. Well, there was then wrapped in toilet paper. So, you know, it's all good. So he then gets the... He's now standing there. His first date is halfway through a window.
Yeah.
So all he can see is her rear end, which kind of ironically is where it all started.
Yeah.
And he is now holding this poo. He then puts in the toilet. Whether it's going to flush or not, that's not a big issue. Okay. So poo has been taken out.
Right.
This is where the story gets a little bit more interesting.
Oh, so up until now, it hasn't really been interesting.
Well, just two young people passing excrement. She's now kind of stuck. And there's no wiggle room to really get out. She can't come back up. She is now basically head first through a window, and she's stuck and she can't move. So now they're thinking about smashing the window, and they're thinking, okay, it's dangerous because her head's right there now. Mm. So after about 10, 15 minutes, okay, now a lot of blood going to the head. This is not a good situation. So they have to phone the firemen to come through.
Yep.
So the fire department come through and just think, now, so the first date, okay, this guy does like her and they seem to be going well. Three firemen come into the bathroom, and like that scene from Something About Mary when he gets his ball stuck in his zip.
Yes.
Mm. So now they're standing assessing this thing, and they're trying not to obviously have a giggle, because the first question is, how did this happen?
Yeah.
And whether they told the whole story about the poo or not, that's not important right now. They then have to remove the entire window, and she eventually gets out. So there's the happy story.
Gosh.
But then it goes further. So to replace this window, it costs about £300. So this guy started a GoFundMe page.
Resourceful.
Because he says, you know, I'm a student, so basically I've got to repair this window, and this is my entire monthly budget in one window. So I can't afford this.
Yeah.
So he puts the entire story on a GoFundMe page.
Is this how everything got out?
The whole story with pictures and the fireman in the toilet, and it's all there. And he wanted, I think it was 200 and, it was £200 is the goal, right? As of right now, there is £2,482 has been raised.
Well, there you go. That's you sell your story and you get rewarded for it, because that's the way it goes.
But credit to this guy is that he's actually really passionate about a charity that makes flushing toilets around the world. Right, another message here. Have you ever had such a big shit that you rush into a toilet not checking if there was any toilet paper? Well, that happened to me. I had to use my socks.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing though. When you find yourself in a precarious situation, you are forced to make things work, Sia. That is why that poor girl scooped her poo out with her own hands, and that is why this person now resorted to using their socks. What else are you going to do? What else are you going to do? You need to find a solution.
Oh, exactly, goodness. But then where do the socks go? You can't flush that. That'll back the toilet up.
You've got to throw them away after that.
Yeah.
You can't flush those. They've got to go in a plastic bag outside in the bin, burn it. I don't know what.
One of my sister's exes had to use his boxes. And because he was watching cricket at a stadium. So I can't even remember the full story of where he ended up going. But it was like out in public, like in the middle of a bush somewhere, shrubbery or something. And then he just tossed his boxes in the bush as well and kept it moving, girl. You got to do what you got to do. You got to.
Wow. CliffCentral.com